Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freaking out going on right now on the left. The left is freaking out over the now exposed emails from Hunter Biden. Not because they deal with Hunter Biden, because they explicitly implicate Joe Biden as being part of the scheme to sell American interests to the highest bidders, get rich while doing it, selling access to the vice presidency and the presidency. The left also freaking out over Elon Musk actually buying Twitter. In a bizarre group of tirades over the weekend, they can't handle the fact that they can't silence and censor conservatives like they were doing before. And so, of course, now the media is attacking Twitter and trying to put pressure on every advertiser to cancel their advertising on Twitter if Donald Trump is reinstated.
It's going to be a free-for-all hellscape.
These Republicans can stop bitching about cancel culture and how they're the victims. You own everything.
How will Musk balance out freedom of speech while at the same time discouraging and reining in misinformation?
He also posted this tweet, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in, alongside a video of him walking into the building holding a sink. Get it? He wanted to visualize a pun. Let me try. Elon, you're clearly unhinged.
That is the left. They're freaking out because they can't control what stories will and won't be showed to you before an election when they clearly want to interfere in the election. Now, that's not all that the left has been doing. They've also been lying to you and lying to you a lot, a significant amount. But I also want to say thank you and remind you about a really cool company, and that is TurtleBox. If you love to be outside and listen to music, if you're looking for the perfect gift for any outdoorsman in your life, then you need to buy the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker that there is. It is the loudest, it's truly waterproof, and it has an ultra-long battery life. It is called TurtleBox. You can also create your own color combinations for your favorite college team. That's right. You can mix and match the box color with a custom handle to create your own team colors. This is perfect for fishing, hunting, tailgating, backyard parties, the perfect tailgating sound system, and the perfect gift for any man in your life if you want to blow him away. Check it out, and I'm going to save you money. You can go to TurtleBoxAudio.com. You'll get $20 off and free shipping if you use my promo code BEN. That's TurtleBox Audio, TurtleBoxAudio.com. Use the promo code BEN. I want to play for you a montage of all the biggest lies by the Democrats over the last year. Actually, the last 2 years of the Biden administration. I want to make sure all of you share this with your family and friends. Get the podcast, share it. And if they're wondering who to vote for, if they're curious about what this election is about, play for them this montage of the Biden administration They have been lying to you, and started with COVID, since day one.
Get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting those shots out for 5 to 11-year-olds is going to provide a lot of comfort to American families.
Horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
A horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
We have a secure border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
The border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that.
On the issue of Afghanistan, and to that end, we have seen a successful drawdown of the embassy.
I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia. This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote.
The reconciliation package would cost $0.
The cost of these bills in terms of adding to the deficit is zero.
Some have expressed publicly that they're not comfortable with the 3.5, even though zero costs $0.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
This bill is fully paid for and will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year.
Let me say that again. Be crystal clear. No one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a single additional penny in tax for all these things that were in the Build Back Better plan. If you're a husband and wife, school teacher, and a cop, you're paying at a higher rate than the average person making $1 billion a year is. My plans do not add to inflationary pressures.
The Build Back Better agenda will help reduce inflation, will help cut costs for the American people.
If we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation.
Inflation is going to come down next year. Inflation will come down next year. These inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. No serious economist. We know a lot of folks are struggling with inflation, driven by Putin's war in Ukraine and the global pandemic.
The greed of meat conglomerates. You could call it corporate greed, sure. You could call it jacking up prices during a pandemic.
Even if we drilled as much as we could, the price of oil is still set globally.
There's no amount of domestic production we can do to reduce or eliminate our vulnerability as a country to that volatility.
We brought down the cost of energy. Wages have gone up higher, faster than inflation. We have a lower inflation rate than most any other nation in the world.
The idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
I don't expect a recession.
Right now, we don't see a recession. Right now, we're not in a recession right now.
Virtually nothing signals that this period in the second quarter is recessionary.
No one is predicting a recession now.
What we have seen over the course of the last year plus in the United States is a historically strong economic recovery, and that has been supported by this president's economic policies.
There are the lies for you. A long list of lies from the Democrats for the entire 2 years. That is what you need to take, and that is what you need to play for anyone that is in between on any of these races. Do it. It is vitally important that people understand what this election is actually going to be about. It is about these types of lies, this type of misinformation. Now, this also goes back to something that I was saying earlier about those on the left that are losing their minds that Elon Musk actually has Twitter. Hollywood is so obsessed now with Elon Musk taking it over that they're now threatening to quit. Yeah. Left-wing elites are vowing to quit Twitter after Musk completed his $44 billion takeover of the social media giant. They are furious, and they are saying they cannot believe that he would buy this thing, and now he's going to ruin it. Many are saying, you know, I'm going to quit Twitter. It's like the new example of I'm moving to Canada, right? Not going to happen. NBC's This Is Us producer Ken Olin was among the first to declare his Twitter exodus, saying, I'm out of here, he tweeted on Friday. This is when I immediately want to respond with, do you promise, right? Do you promise? He literally says he's out of here. I'm out of here, no judgment. Let's keep the faith. Let's protect our democracy. He says, let's try to be kinder. Let's try to save the planet. Let's try to be more generous. Let's look to find peace in the world. That is what the guy who does This Is Us is saying. So he's a crybaby, and instead of having a grand debate, when he can't, you know, fix it against it, you know, when he can't fix and rig the system where only his side has a viewpoint or a place to comment, he immediately says he quits. You can't make it up. He said, the day Elon Musk takes ownership of Twitter, I'm out. Now, not that that means much, but I just wanted to clear it. Good night, he said weeks ago when there was the possibility that he would take over. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure star Alex Winter also declared his departure from Twitter, saying, in retrospect, it was inevitable. He posted before providing a link to his other social media accounts, including Facebook and Instagram, where they will still happily censor conservatives. I love this. I love that they're all coming out and saying, we're done. Disney, She-Hulk, attorney at law actress, Jamil previously announced her decision to quit Twitter back in April, saying the site would become filled with totally lawless hate, bigotry, and misogyny. And she said, he got Twitter, she wrote. I would like this to be my last tweet. Yeah, so then she decided she was going to quit. That's her last tweet. Fine by me. This is all because they're triggered by freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. That's what they're afraid of. They claim they care about democracy. They don't. I want to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look at one of the top people they outed right away. He outed right away. Said, you're fired. He's a top lawyer. Why did Elon Musk come in and fire Twitter's top lawyer? Because that top lawyer is the one that made calls to ban Donald Trump. And it's the same lawyer that also decided to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story and put the New York Post in Twitter jail where you couldn't share the story and they couldn't tweet. That's why. They got rid of her. And the reason why they got rid of this lawyer is because it's clear that this lawyer was not in favor of freedom of speech. It's still the most insane thing ever that Donald Trump was banned for Twitter forever, right? This is just totally against freedom of speech. It's against what we believe in this country. And to back it up, when I say it's totally absurd, look at all the people that still have Twitter accounts. There's people in ISIS. There's people in Al-Qaeda. There's people in Al-Shabaab. You have dictators and tyrants and oligarchs all over the world. The Chinese, we never censor. The Twitter never censors them, even when they're putting out the most ridiculous information. And they're the ones that have forced labor camps, child labor camps. They sell people into sex slavery. They're the fentanyl leader of the world right now, making it, manufacturing it, sending it to where else? Mexico, so it can come across the border. There are drug cartels and drug lords that have Twitter accounts. There are dictators and tyrants all over the world that have Twitter accounts. But you decided to get rid of Donald Trump. Now, why did Twitter decide to do that? It's because they were afraid that Donald Trump could win. They were afraid that Donald Trump's audience was just too big. It wasn't about a safety or security issue after January 6th. They were looking for a reason. The same way they were looking for a reason to shut up and silence the Hunter Biden laptop story. And all they needed was the FBI to come in and tell them, well, there could be some fake news coming, some collusion, some Russian interference. And they said, that's all we need. This lawyer lost her job alongside the CEO and the CFO during the Freebird massacre. That's what they're calling it on the left. When billionaire Elon Musk took ownership of the social media giant, the platform's legal boss had an interesting history of censoring, having been responsible for not just Trump and the ban on Donald Trump from Twitter, but also was in charge of the legal team that ultimately decided to give Trump the axe after the riot, and was the same person that said, we're going to silence the Hunter Biden story. They were looking to do this, just so you know. She is a lawyer, the chief legal officer of Twitter, along with the CEO and the CFO. She was in charge of that legal team. 2 days after the riot on January the 8th, she decided to lead a conference call with 5,200 of Twitter's employees, asked them to be patient with her team as they decided what to do with the former president's account, according to multiple sources and reports. Less than 3 hours later, Trump was banned permanently from Twitter after this person and her team faced internal backlash for allowing the former president back on the website after an initial 12-hour ban. Gabe also sent to the New York Post story on the first son's famous laptop ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Banning the news outlet started by founding father Alexander Hamilton. Under Twitter's, quote, hack materials policy and stop the story from being shared, even though it actually didn't violate hack material because it wasn't hacked material. But they'll make it up as they go. Twitter eventually, quote, apologized for censoring the news outlet and the story. But now the left says burn it down. They're coming, by the way, for every single advertiser. If you advertise on, in any capacity on Twitter, and you're a major company, the left is going to demonize you. The left is going to attack you. They are going to come after your company. And they are going to try to do everything that they can to shut you down. They're going to try to do everything they can to silence you and to ruin your business. They are going to put a gun to the head of every single business that runs ads on Facebook saying, it's not worth it. You better pull your ad accounts. You better not give them money. And that's how they're going to try to defeat Elon Musk. Don't believe for a second they care about freedom of speech. They never have and they never will. This is all how you control what's happening in the world. This is how you do it. And there's also another story, a very interesting story, and it deals with the DOJ's handling of the Hunter Biden case. More and more info is coming out on the Hunter Biden scandal. And the big question is it a prelude to indicting Donald Trump? This earlier today, Ted Cruz went on and said something very interesting with Maria Bartiromo. I want you to hear what Ted Cruz had to say.
Now, corruption in plain sight. The latest on the investigation into Hunter Biden and the Biden family influence peddling. Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson providing the U.S. attorney leading the criminal probe into Hunter Biden more than 200 pages of bank documents, which are, quote, relating to the Biden family's connections to the Chinese regime and persons connected to its military and intelligence elements. Joining me right now to examine the very latest developments is Senator Ted Cruz. He is a member of both the Senate Judiciary and Senate Foreign Affairs Committees. The senator is also out with a new book titled Justice Corrupted: How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System. And Senator, it's great to have you this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Maria, good morning. Great to be with you.
For 2 years, you've been calling for a special counsel to investigate what has gone on with the Biden family and all of this money taken in. What can you tell us about the Hunter Biden investigation and where you see this going?
Well, the evidence of corruption is now becoming overwhelming. And we've seen in the last month the Biden Department of Justice actively leaking that it intends to indict Hunter Biden. And I have to say those leaks are troubling on three different bases. Number one, the Department of Justice shouldn't be leaking anything that is against the law to the extent they're revealing grand jury secrets. That is, in fact, a criminal offense. And they're playing politics. They're not engaged in law enforcement. Number two, the substance of what they've leaked is that they're looking at Hunter Biden for drug offenses and tax offenses. Now, listen, by any measure, Hunter Biden is a deeply troubled soul, a soul who has struggled with addiction his whole life. What is concerning about their focus on the drug and tax issues is it is very carefully walling off why this is a matter of public concern. If Hunter Biden was just a regular guy who struggled with addiction, it wouldn't be a matter of public interest. The reason it is a matter of public interest is there is significant and, in fact, overwhelming evidence that Hunter Biden was actively involved in official corruption with his father, Joe Biden. And that involves both Ukraine and the natural gas company Burisma that paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month when he spoke no Ukrainian and knew nothing about oil and gas. And his father was actively doing favors on behalf of the oligarch who was paying Hunter Biden. And likewise, China, communist China, paying Hunter Biden and his family over $5 million, including, we now know, 10% for the big guy, 10% for Joe Biden. And the fact that the Biden DOJ is saying, oh, this is all a drug matter. Don't pay attention to the big guy. Don't pay attention to the corruption. Just make it one poor person struggling with addiction. That's highly concerning. And the third reason this is very troubling is I think all of this is a prelude to doing what Joe Biden and Merrick Garland want to do, which is indict Donald Trump. And they want to be able to say, look how even-handed we are. We indicted Hunter Biden. We indicted Donald Trump. We indict everybody. And that is politics, not law enforcement.
Well, this is just really well said. It's just extraordinary to me that we're supposed to trust the commander-in-chief on the decisions that he makes regarding our number one adversary, the Chinese Communist Party. And yet he has taken in all of this money, he and his family. I've said it from the start. This is a Joe Biden story, not a Hunter Biden story,
yes,
because it was
yes.
Joe Biden's time that they were trying to sell here. This is a very dangerous moment. How are we supposed to trust that his decisions are not compromised?
Well, we can't trust that. And it's why, as you noted, I've been calling for 2 years for the appointment of a special prosecutor. You mentioned my new book that came out this week. The book is Justice Corrupted: How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System. And it goes in particular and describes how, starting under Barack Obama, Barack Obama began using DOJ and the FBI and the IRS and the CIA as political tools, as weapons to attack their political enemies. Well, when Trump became president, those hardcore partisans burrowed into senior career positions at those agencies, and they waged war against Donald Trump, both personally and against his administration. And now under Joe Biden, they are out in the open. And under Joe Biden, this is the most political and the most corrupt Department of Justice we've ever seen. We see the FBI storming President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. That's never happened in the history of our nation. We see FBI agents storming pro-life activists, machine guns drawn at the crack of dawn with their children crying. And I got to say, Merrick Garland has done more to undermine and damage the integrity of the Department of Justice than any attorney general in history. And that includes John Mitchell, Nixon's attorney general, who resigned, was prosecuted, and went to prison. Merrick Garland is doing even more damage. And this book, Justice Corrupted, explains how, and it walks through chapter and verse exactly what's happening and what we need to do to stop it.
You know, one of the interesting things about what the senator's talking about here, and I want to go to a diagram that Senator Johnson actually put out. It was a diagram that explained just how shady and just how corrupt the Biden family was. You had the Northern International Capital, which is the Chinese Communist government, gave $5 million, and the CEFE, which is the oil and gas Chinese company, gave $1 million to Hudson West. That's Hunter Biden, okay, and his company. Then there was $381,000 that was given to CEFE Infrastructure, again, coming through Hudson West. That's not all. There was another 12 transactions for $123,000 that went to Gongwing Dong, who is a Chinese communist individual. You had another 8 transactions that went to another shady businessman in the Chinese communist country, or in China's country, for $29 million. You had another 22 transactions that went through Hudson West to Cold Harbor Capital LLC. Again, another subsidiary of the Chinese communist government, for $318 million. You had Lion Hall Group. Lion Hall Group was partially owned by James Biden, Joe Biden's brother. How much money went through that in transactions? $76 million. You understanding how much money we're talking about here? This is big money. You also had other transactions coming in. $3.79 million in 23 transactions that went to Owasco LLC, which was owned by Hunter Biden. And then there was money from there, 20 transactions that went to James Biden, the brother of Joe Biden, for $1.398 million. These are just some of the dollar amounts that came in from the Chinese communist apparatus. All of these deals linked to bank accounts, as Johnson has put it, every single one of these deals coming into the bank accounts of the Biden crime family. So if you think about this, if you can just indict Hunter Biden and charge him with crimes, simple crimes, things that aren't complicated, things you don't have to really go back and look at, then it's a great deal. It's a huge deal. A very big deal. For the president, it would protect him. At this point, you almost hope there's an indictment soon, because that indictment might save your AWS from actually being indicted down the road. You need something quick, and then you can go after and you can indict Donald Trump. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. I believe now they're more than ever that there's a very good chance that they are going to indict Donald Trump because they want to keep him off the ballot. They are terrified that the president of the United States of America, former President Trump, can win again, and they need to indict him as fast as they possibly can. This is all the reason why they raided Mar-a-Lago. It is all starting to make sense now. Now, they need cover to indict Donald Trump. And they will go out there to the lowest common denominator, the average man and woman out there, and they'll go, hey, we're not partisan at the DOJ and the FBI. We just indicted a sitting president's son, so don't tell us we're partisan, as we also indict a former president of the United States of America, which is something that has never happened in our lifetime. This is part of the problem with the DOJ. They are totally partisan, totally political, and completely out of control. And they are doing, if they indict Hunter Biden the way they're talking about, it would actually protect and insulate the presidency. It would actually protect and insulate everything that they're in favor of at this White House to continue to move forward with their nepotism and their corruption. That is why they're doing it. That's why this is such a big deal. You look at Johnson and you look at what Grassley have been saying recently and the amount of info that's coming out, the whistleblowers and the whistleblower information that's been coming out from the two of them. They have done an excellent job of being a safe place for people within the FBI and within the DOJ to bring forth new information and new intel that's been hidden. Ron Johnson also said something I thought was very interesting today. He said that Biden is obsessed with him losing Wisconsin because of what he's trying to do there. They're obsessed with him losing the Senate race there. He said, because I'm exposing Hunter Biden's corruption, and it is a very tight race. And Democrats have been trying to buy that race in Wisconsin, where Senator Johnson is, because Senator Johnson has not been backing down.
Sitting president seems to have something of an obsession with you. If you read between the lines of what some of the headlines say, Politico had this week. Among Senate contests, Biden has voiced strong interest in seeing incumbent Republican Ron Johnson defeated. That was Politico. I remembered earlier in the year, New York Magazine said this, but he has been particularly open, he being Biden, about one politician he especially wants to get rid of. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who he describes as notably draconian. Why does the President of the United States have such an obsession with you and your race?
Could it be because I'm exposing the truth about Hunter and his corruption, mm-hmm. the corruption of Biden Inc., their conflict of interest, the way they've been peddling his family name, and quite honestly, compromising now United States president with the countries like China and Russia? Could that be why? My guess is it probably is.
No doubt about it.
He's obsessed. He's obsessed because he needs Ron Johnson to lose. You got to make sure that a red wave doesn't happen, that guys like Ron Johnson don't get reelected. The red wave means a Hunter Biden investigation that moves far beyond Hunter Biden to James Biden and to the president, Joe Biden. These things are dangerous to the Democrats. Elon Musk, I'll go back to that part of the story earlier, running Twitter is dangerous for the Democrats. Why do you pay $44 billion for a website? Because you actually believe that America is one of the greatest places in the world, if not the greatest country in the world. Did he overpay for it? Maybe. Does it matter? No, because he understood how important it was to have a grand debate of ideas, a grand exchange of ideas. That is why he paid the money for Twitter. He was tired of people being silenced and censored. By the way, I'll be using Twitter now more than ever before for this exact reason. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.